Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Joe. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in the area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Would you be so kind as to share some of your time and just some of your opinions for a quick survey?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. So, first question. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat or an independent, sort of in the middle.
That works. Thank you, sir. Now, you know, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez. And this is to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote?
Yes.
Or wait until
yes.
November?
You will definitely vote.
Awesome. Now, please tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Nathan Johnson.
I'm sorry to say that again.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and read off a couple of
names. Sorry, just the name.
Oh, the name. Nathan Johnson. If you don't recognize the name...
Yeah. Neutral.
Okay. Colin Allred.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the question is favorable. Like when you recognize the name.
Yes, favorable.
Your opinion of Colin Allred is favorable. Would you say that it's very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Clay Jenkins?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Oh, sorry, somewhat or very?
No, very.
Very favorable. Okay. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
No opinion.
Okay. What about the organization Planned Parenthood?
Not favorable. Very favorable.
Okay. What about Yasmin Simon?
No opinion.
Okay. Victoria Neve?
No opinion.
Okay. Roland Gutierrez?
Neutral, or whatever neutral would be.
Okay. Ron Kirk?
Haven't thought about him in a while. I'd say favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Thank you, sir. Now, with that, we're already 30% past the survey, so we're moving along very, very well here. Thank you again for your time, sir. We're going to go with the next question. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Simon.
Okay. And which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Now, which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? There's five options, right? I'll read them off to you in a brief description of what each encompasses, and then you can decide which is most important for you. So the first one is education. Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay? Or is it abortion? Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms? Or is it guns? Sensible gun sale laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style rifles or weapons? Or is it local control? State Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights? Or is it voting rights? Restrictions on voting, electoral denial, and threats to democracy? So five issues, right? Education, abortion, guns, local control, and voting rights. Which of those topics is most important for you?
Um, that's a tough choice between the first three that you
They're all
had.
Important, right? They're all very important.
Yeah,
I understand.
Right.
Wait, which one do you think?
At this point in time, I guess I'd say abortion.
Okay. And what would be the next most important issue for you? The options left are education, guns, local control, and voting rights.
Education.
Okie dokes. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party? Or one who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign and emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to the independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message?
Oh, I think I'd like the guy to win.
Okay. Now, for the next one, rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon, leads you to definitely want to vote for her, probably vote for her, or doesn't impact your opinion. So basically, you're going to read a few statements to you that are already, like, circulating, right? And you decide if, like, that statement makes you want to vote for her, not vote for her, or it doesn't really matter. So the first statement is, Yasmin Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
Yeah, that one doesn't matter.
Okay, doesn't impact your opinion, right? Okay.
Correct.
Next statement. Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic, killing thousands of Texans. Would that make you want to vote for her? Probably not, or doesn't impact.
Well, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So would you say it makes you probably vote for her or definitely want to vote for her?
Probably.
Okay. Next statement. Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Does that statement make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not matter?
Does not matter.
Okay. Next statement. Yasmin is a self-made success. The child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Is that statement?
Slightly vote for him.
Okay. Next statement. Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
I don't think that has any impact.
Okay. Now, next statement. In Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big government out of local communities. Does that statement make you want to vote for her? Probably vote for her, or doesn't impact?
Doesn't impact.
Okay. Next statement. This was a quick one. Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities.
Doesn't want to make me vote for her.
Okay. Okay, now next statement. Yasmin Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Does that statement make you want to vote for her? Probably vote for her. Or does not impact your opinion?
Not impact.
Okay. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon, because she is the fighter with the broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Does that statement make you want to vote for her? Probably vote for her. Or does not impact your opinion?
Probably vote for her.
Okay. Next statement. Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. How does that statement make you feel?
Makes me want to vote for him.
Okay. Now, Yasmin Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prisons for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Does that statement make
you want to vote for him?
Okay. Now, Yasmin Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen, or businesses.
Slightly want to vote for them.
Okay. The very last statement about Yasmin. Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping the House seat blue with Yasmin Simon's common sense, problem-solving approach. Does that statement
slightly
make you?
Yeah, slightly, Wanna.
Slightly. Okay, thank you for that. With that, we're already 70% complete of this survey, sir. We're almost there. Thank you again for taking the time to do this with us, okay? The next question here. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, full funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for today if you had to choose today?
Who is the second candidate?
Was Yasmin Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Yeah, Elizabeth Ginsburg is who I would vote for.
If you had to choose today, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, now, this one's an important one here. As you know, political campaigns these days, they often include negative statements, right, about the candidates. Now, these statements have been made. Rate each of these following statements about Yasmin Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or if it doesn't matter, your opinion. So the first one is for Yasmin Simon. Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
That would make me not want to vote for her.
Okay. Next one is for Simon also. Yasmin Simon's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big mega Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
Slightly want to vote for her, or against her, rather.
Against her, okay. Next one is for Liz Ginsburg. Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows she is not a right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer. And there is no reason to believe she is a strong or more viable candidate against a Republican today. Does that statement make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does not matter your opinion?
Probably vote against her.
Okay. Next one is for Liz Ginsburg also. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She's the only candidate who voted in the Republican primary.
Won't make any difference. Yeah, sorry, that one wouldn't make any difference.
Okay. I'll go ahead and record your answer. Final one here. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg's losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. Does that definitely make you want to vote against her? Probably vote against her, or it does not matter your opinion.
Yeah, probably vote against her.
Okay. Now, after hearing all of this information, right, with the candidates, Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon, would you vote, or which of these would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today? Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon?
Yeah. Probably Simon.
Okay.
Based on everything I heard this morning.
Correct. Thank you for your opinion, sir. Now, having heard all of this information on this poll, right, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for the Texas State House should fight for?
No, I think education.
Okay, let me go ahead and write down your answer. Perfect. Now, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Okay, sir. What was the last grade that you completed in school? Was it 0 through 11, 12, which is high school? Did you do college?
I went through all college and master's program.
You got a master's. Congratulations, sir. Not many people have the ability to say that, so congratulations to you. Now, do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal. I don't know what your choice was.
Oh, let me repeat them to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Liberal. Yeah. Liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative.
No. Okay. I guess I'd have to say moderate.
Moderate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian, or something else?
White.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. Thank you for your time today. So that concludes the survey.
Right.
We really appreciate taking the time, okay? You have a great day, sir. There, they sent everybody home, huh? I finished one. I just finished one, dog. At the last minute, dog.